What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song that you just heard was Give Me Some More Time by Mites Conte, and you're listening to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you, thank God. And today's legend of the word cool is cool, noun, and nostalgic, novelty. The way that we came to this theme, I guess, was, I wouldn't say topsy-turvy roundabout, but it was a bit of a journey. So this is definitely something that we've like touched on a lot in this show, like this idea of like freshness and nostalgia and all this stuff. We like, there are several countless episodes on it. But the way that we got to this today was I was talking to a friend of mine who recently got really interested in Norse mythology, which is not something that I know very much about for sure. But when she was telling me about it and talking to me about it, she was like, she just kept describing it as cool. The word that she kept using was cool. And like the standout thing to me was she was telling me the names of a bunch of the characters, gods, etc. in this mythology. And she was like, and this is their name. And it's so cool. And my immediate reaction was, yes, of course, that is very cool. But then I was like wondering, why did we both have this reaction? So I did ask her about it. And so please enjoy a bit of a brief explanation on her part. And then we'll be right back.
And can I tell you something? Norse mythology is cool. And I just
wanted to know. Well, no, thank you. Not so much. So the last time that we talked, you were like, all the names are so cool and the whole thing is so cool. So I was wondering, what's the quality about it, like, that makes you use that word?
I think that if I had been raised in Sweden and didn't know anything about Greek mythology for some reason, what? Can I help you?
Sorry.
If I was raised in Sweden and I didn't know anything about Greek mythology, I would probably think Greek mythology was super cool and I'd be so bored by it. But anyway, the names in Greek mythology are just awesome. The language is just
in
so
Norse mythology?
Awesome. Like, Norse mythology. Yggdrasil is the tree that is the entire world is a tree.
But like, can you try to articulate the quality of like those sounds that motivates you to use the word cool?
I think that it's definitely like a bit of exoticism. It's just different. It's just different than...
It's just different. Yeah.
Like, I don't care about Tantalus and the grapes over his head in the underworld because I know about Tantalus, but I do care about Loki tied up with the organs of his own, you know, son in a cave with a snake dripping venom onto him. I think that not only is Norse mythology different than Christian mythos, we could say, stories that I grew up with, and even Greek mythology, but by virtue of it being different, it also contains a lot of what I find is lacking in the others. And there's just a lot of aspects of it that I think give it, and a lot of them do give it, I would say, an edge. But what I perceive as an edge, you know, that isn't like the sanitized Christianity. But I don't know if that's just my perception.
So that was a little clippy of my friend telling me about Norse mythology and what she finds like interesting or attractive about it. And the things that like we kept coming back to was like how it was different from things that we had been exposed to, how the word that she used at the end was that it had some edge almost because of its difference or like unfamiliarity. And after like a longer conversation about it, we came up with this idea that what made it cool was this idea of like nostalgic novelty, something that is familiar, like not like totally totally unfamiliar. There's something that is, it's related to something that you are connected to, that you have experience with, but it has a newness, a freshness to it that you are encountering it for the first time, maybe. So what is cool is nostalgic novelty. Breaking that down a little bit, what is novelty? Novelty is the quality of being new, original, or unusual. And then nostalgia, a sentimental longing or wistful affection for the past, typically for a period or place with happy personal associations. And so throughout this episode, we're just going to talk, I guess, more about this. And it'll be so fun and cool. Thanks so much for tuning in. So we're going to move right along, though. This next song is Lothlorien, featuring Sudan Archives by VCR off of The Chronicles of a Caterpillar, The Egg. And you are listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Thank you.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Hooked featuring Aluna by Bambi off of their Infinity EP. Just before that was Reckless and Sweet by Amore off of their album Fountain Baby. And then opened that set with Lothlorien featuring Sudan Archives by VCR off of The Chronicles of a Caterpillar, The Egg. It was an teachable moment. CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. I'm your host, Dork. You are you. And today's definition for cool is cool, noun, nostalgic novelty. And what is another way of saying nostalgic novelty? Great cue. I'm sure we were all wondering. One of the many that we were going to talk about this episode that I came up with is wistful originality. And I think that, like, why this kind of struck a chord with me when I was kind of planning this episode, or like the specific phrasing, is like wistfulness to me is like very, it's light, it's breezy, it's not a very heavy kind of emotion, I think. And then originality being quite a grounded, like, almost like surgence, I think is the word I want to say, like a very generative thing, which can be quite tangible or can be quite traceable. And we're the reason we're talking about this at all is my friend was recently got interested in Norse mythology, and we were talking about why that was interesting to her, why she kept using the word cool, so why was it cool to her, and this idea of it being edgy and I don't know if I want to say original, just because, like, I feel like it's weird to describe religion and mythology that way, but, like, it having elements and aspects in how it was, how it's set up, how it's written, how it's communicated that she felt was lacking in, like, other kind of mythologies and religions that she had it had interacted with. And I just feel like the idea of nostalgic novelty, the idea of wistful originality, all of it kind of, it's an accurate like encapsulation of, yeah, exactly what is comforting and intriguing about just things in general, I guess, just kind of like experiences and things you encounter. And yeah, I just think that's, we talk about it a lot on the show, but, yeah, I thought it was a helpful framework. So that being said, we're going to move right along. This next song is Gold by Hikaru Utada. It's the most recent single, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. また会う日まで
また会う日までいつか起きるかもしれない悲劇を捕まえて言う一昨日来やがれ楽しい予定をいっぱい入れるの涙はお預けまた会う日まで No No 消えないててください一番いいどこが始まる To the mind Full to twine 世界中が君に夢中確かそんな意味だったはず確かそんなはず行く一昨日来やがれ楽しい予定をいっぱい入れるの涙はお預けまた会う日まで
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder. A person with HIV can now live a long, healthy life thanks to treatment. But the first step is to get tested. The sooner you know your HIV status, the better. You can now test yourself at home with just a prick of the finger and get results within a minute. Order a free HIV self-test kit online at selftest.catie.ca. That's selftest.catie.ca. Your health is at your fingertips. A message from CATIE, Canada's source for HIV and hepatitis C information.
Happy that you live with confidence.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song that you just heard is Moronas by Mintfield off of their album Aprender a Ser. Just before that was Coco and Claire Claire with Lamb featuring Porches off of their most recent release, Sexy, and then opened that set with Gold by Hikaru Utada. You'll listen to Teachable Moments, CITR's one-stop shop for what's hot and what's not. And today's definition of cool is cool, now nostalgic novelty. This is something that we talk about so often. I feel like every episode has this, like, basically, like, conclusion that what makes something cool is, like, it's a fresh-faced familiarity. And what's another way of saying nostalgic novelty? Yearning unfamiliarity. I will say I kind of came up with these, like synonyms for the phrase nostalgic novelty when last night when I was very tired. I remember writing them and being like, these are genius. And now I'm looking at them like, what was I even going to say? But that being said, this made a lot of sense to me last night. Yearning unfamiliarity, this like sense of longing for, or like the, like, I feel like it's a interesting thing of like, you're longing for something that is unfamiliar, but it feels comforting. Like that kind of experience wrapped up really is defining of this kind of like approach to what is cool. So we're going to move right along. This next song is Little Sword with Violino by Touchscreen, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Thank you.
España. Vaya vaina,
vaya vaina.
Se la bebé,
no aguantarías,
no aguantarías
ni una semana,
ni una semana.
Ponte mis zapatos, a ver si aguantas. Tengo presión por todos los lados. Soy una G,
soy una G.
Eso no es no.
Me salió Snake,
ese no está.
La lealtad,
eso sí está.
Tú eres humano,
y eso no es malo.
Dime qué hacemos,
a ver si volvemos.
Voy pa'lante,
nunca pa'
atrás.
A ver si me llegas,
creo.
Todos los días,
me
pongo a contar.
Pierdo amigos,
por hacer tanto racks.
Solo más mano,
siempre con ganas.
Tú eres un soso,
yo me creo sosa.
Al menos Dios sabe que yo soy una G. Me da igual lo que la gente piense de mí. Yo ando curiosa, hoy estoy detrás de ti. Él puede querer a otras, a ninguna como a mí.
Tengo presión por todos los lados.
Soy una G,
eso no es no.
Me salió Snake,
ese no está.
La lealtad,
eso sí está.
Tú eres humano,
y eso no es malo. Dime qué hacemos,
a ver si volvemos.
Voy pa'lante,
nunca pa' atrás.
A ver si me llegas,
Big bad ones, you know? The kind you like.
There is a lot of music out there, but only some is strange enough for you. My name is B, and on SlimeWire, I do the work for you, picking out freaky tunes to rule your nighttime world. So check it out, every Wednesday at 10 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Everyone at VAMS understands the challenges of having a disability in an able-bodied world. Since 1988, the Vancouver Adapted Music Society has supported musicians with disabilities on their journeys. Check out Reimagine Radio on YouTube to learn more about our diverse community. To stay up to date with us, subscribe to the channel and drop a like to show some support.
We'll be right back.
What is up? You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded, ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city currently known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. You just heard the song Never Had by Oblomov off of their 2020 album Steady Drip from a Broken Spout. Just before that was Lil Peep by BB Trix. And then just before that was Little Sword with Violino by Touchscreen. You're listening to Teach of Moments. The address one's up top, what's hot and what's not. Today's definition of cool is cool, noun, nostalgic, novelty. What's way another way of saying that? Sentimental innovation. So the whole kind of like prompt for this episode was a conversation that I had with my friend about their interest in Norse mythology and like why what was attractive to that whole kind of realm to them. And what we kind of came back to was how it was something that she had not experienced before, something she was researching on her own, which was exciting. But she had like context for it. And, but also because it was something that she was just learning about and it was all kind of new to her, it kind of packed more of a punch almost. So like, newness within a framework, I think, is really like a way where people see that as innovation. I think that like a lot of the time innovation, I think the idea of like sentimental innovation or like sentimentality, like motivating innovation, I think is kind of overlooked, or like, I think it's, people love to see something reworked. People love to see an old concept with a twist that they'd never thought of before, or a new perspective, or da-da-da. And, like, I think there's a lot of ways in which that, like, kind of reads as played out. But I do think that when done well, or, like, when done in a way that is kind of heralded or agreed upon to be interesting, that's really where people get excited and feel refreshed when interacting with a piece of art or whatever, because it shows like innovation on the artist or creator's part, but or creativity on their part, but it also it gives the person a framework and a context that they can then challenge themselves within. And I think that's really cool. So that being said, we're going to move right along. This next song is I Won't Get Any Closer by Tough Cell off of her album Past Songs, Past Noises. And you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Count the days, it's in my way. I can't leave the house when I'm this way. I don't even know why I would say it. I don't even know why you're staying. I'll hang around another day. I can't bring myself to say what I need to say. I'm falling back to my old ways. Cause I don't have a choice in it. But I can hear your voice in this way. It's just too big, it just won't fit. I try my best, but I can't lift it. I try my best, but I can't lift it. Why did I say all those things to you? Why did I do all those things with you? With you, with you, with you. Already knew how you felt about me, so why did you feel the need to overreach? I didn't want to play hide and seek. I guess you never really understood me. I guess it's never really worth fucking with somebody who thinks they're God's gift to Earth. Unironically, I think you owe me an apology. Wasted my time and my emotional bandwidth. I held to climb, was I just something to conquer? Manipulate, don't want to play your games. You tell me not to give my trust away. Open the gate, but it was a mistake. Cause I'm a heartbreak lightweight. Cause I'm a heartbreak lightweight. And as my luck would have it, you left me here high and dry.
I wonder how you justify leaving without goodbye. At least I tried, was honest with you about how I felt. You lied, only thought of yourself but called it love. Not quite. I wish that I never stayed over all those nights. Miscalculations propagated, oversights took over. I lost all my composure. I won't get any closer now. I won't get any closer. After all this blows over, I'm sure that I'll find some closure. Done getting walked all over now, I won't get any closer. Now I won't get any closer. Now I won't get any closer. Thank you.
What is up? You are listening to CATR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded ancestral, traditional, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city colonially known as Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. The song that you just heard was Person by Pedal Supply. Just before that was Plouet de Tete by D'ETE by Musique Chien, and then opened that set with I Won't Get Any Closer by Tough Cell. We've reached the end of our show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today's episode was prompted by a conversation I had with a lovely friend about their interest in Norse mythology and what was attractive, what was intriguing to them about this whole new kind of mythology and world that she hadn't previously been exposed to. And we came down to kind of the agreement or realization that it had to do with nostalgic novelty. So those are just some thoughts. Thanks so much for tuning in. This last song is Broken Heart by Lokman out of Toronto, and you're listening to it on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Sometimes